7:23, Tom Schroyer is at Moss & Barnett. He's an attorney over there, and Tom is on a busy fast track. Most of the time, we try to grab him when we can once in a while. But, Tom, I appreciate your time on another busy day for you this morning. Thanks.
You're welcome, Dave. Great to be here.
You going to be back in time for the show on Saturday?
Yes, I will.
Okay. What are you guys going to be talking about, by the way, Saturday morning?
We're going to be talking about the relationships between the owners of small businesses, how they can get along, how they can keep getting along, and avoid getting their disputes aired out in court.
Well, speaking of business, we think about health care and health insurance and everything else. So the Supreme Court justices are looking at whether President Obama's health care overhaul can survive without the requirement that everyone purchase health insurance. And I would be anxious to hear your thoughts on the review from yesterday's activity.
Well, it was an amazing day yesterday. As you said, the Supreme Court took up the arguments from both sides on whether or not the mandate that every individual buy health insurance was constitutional or not. That is, can Congress require individuals to buy individual health insurance policies? And the arguments were fascinating. It's, of course, a little a bit of a stretch, or in fact, quite a bit of a stretch to put a lot of weight on what the justices actually talk about during the argument, because, as we said yesterday, they won't actually issue their opinion until June, and they're really not going to base their opinions on what gets said in at the hearing. But nonetheless, the arguments were interesting to provide a bit of a window anyway, a preview, if you will, into how some of the justices are thinking. And maybe we could go through that a bit here, Dave. As odd as it might seem, it came down, it seems to me, after listening to and reading the transcript of the argument, to sort of the following interaction. First of all, conservative Justice Scalia wondering if the government could force individuals to buy insurance, could they also make us buy broccoli? And that was followed up by Justice Ginsburg on the side in favor of the laws, wondering or indicating her view and the government's view that health insurance is just different enough from everything else we do so that the government has a right to regulate it. But the view that really counts, it seems, is Justice Anthony Kennedy, who is the swing voter, and his vote is likely to decide the case. And he was indicating his concern that requiring individuals to take this action requires the government to sustain a heavy burden of justification, and wondering if there was any constitutionally important or significant way to put in effect a doorstop on this exercise of power so that the next time around we could know if Congress had the power or not that it was seeking to exert.
Clarence Thomas did not speak yesterday, right?
He hasn't spoken in open court for now 6 years, and so that's not unusual.
But he is conservative.
Everybody thinks his vote is clearly going to be opposing the mandate, yes.
Wow. What we talked about yesterday was really interesting about, I mean, we know it affects all of us as Americans. But it really is going to be interesting what happens to the court after they make their decision.
Well, it will. You know, how will the public react to that? And, of course, yesterday's argument, in fact, this whole week's unprecedented 3 days of arguments, clearly ways to signal to the public that the Supreme Court is giving everyone a full and fair opportunity to have their side heard.
So today what happens?
Well, today there are going to be two arguments, actually. The court loaded up on the final day with arguments about, first of all, whether or not the individual mandate, if stricken, can be surgically cut out of the overall health care reform bill and thus leave the rest of it in place? Or, instead, does it mean that the whole thing has to be swept out? And then second, the question will be also considered as to whether or not the federal government can force the states to pay more money into the Medicare fund as the health care law requires them to do. And so an interesting question there in terms of the overlay of power between the federal and the state governments.
What a neat thing, though, to listen to this and to watch it and to observe our Supreme Court in action. I mean, this whole thing is fascinating to me.
It really is. And anybody who's interested can go to the Supreme Court website and hear the transcripts themselves. There are actually also some blogs that have highlighted or excerpted the highlights that can be picked up on the net, and our Moss & Barnett on WCCO.com website that we share with WCCO has a lot of those links.
Yeah, so I'll go to that. That would be the easiest thing to do. Can I ask you one quick question before you get back to work here this morning? I see that our lawmakers in the state, this is something that came up last week quite a bit, where people go in for a job interview, and then the folks they're interviewing with say, hey, can I have your password to your Facebook account or whatever, so they can look inside of that. What's going to happen there?
Well, you know, it's just amazing to me that the legislatures are reacting so quickly to pass laws that prohibit employers from gaining access to Facebook, in effect establishing a right of privacy in Facebooking, and presumably it'll extend to other social media, almost akin to the health or the medical records that are also off limits.
Well, this will be fascinating to watch, and our lawmakers are, as you mentioned, joining in this sudden movement, which we've seen in California, Massachusetts, Maryland, some other states as well. But just kind of fun to follow because it's one of those things where, and you tell your kids, how many times you tell your kids and yourself, you know, now that we're all doing Facebook, don't put anything up there that, you know, that someday is going to come back and haunt you. But when you're young, you don't think so much about that stuff.
Amen.
Tom, have a great week. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning and just get an update on what happens today, if you wouldn't mind reviewing that for us again.
Happy to see you.
Tom Schroyer from Moss and Marnette back on the air tomorrow, and then, of course, Saturday with Steve Thompson here on WCCO at 728.